Are you in a wind tunnel, Andy?
Why do I sound like I'm in a wind tunnel?
No,
I'm on my headset.
Okay, fine. You sound a little hollow. But that's fine.
Well, I am a little hollow, as you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded like a dig. Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, who are, if you guys don't know, are putting on a show at Warner Theater as part of their AC Squared tour. It'll be October 17th at Warner Theater. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for coming on with us.
That's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, it's called Deep Talk and Shallow Tales. I assume that sets it up. You guys are going to get deep, insightful stuff and also probably some really loose, lighthearted stuff too, right?
Well, I leave it up to you to decide who is the deep talk and who's the shallow tales. But
I'm the deep one.
It's basically kind of it's a fun night out. It's like, you know, we get a lot of people saying they'd love to go out drinking with us or hanging out with us, and that's basically what this is. It's kind of a peek behind the curtain of television, of world events, and the world of pop culture.
Definitely, and it's sort of a style. You know, you're both sitting. It's very laid back, sitting on chairs, right? Is it sort of like a Between Two Ferns type feel, or what's kind of the vibe?
It really is. It's very unscripted. It's almost like you're eavesdropping, and it's like we're all going out together for drinks, quite frankly. And I interview Anderson. He interviews me. It winds up being a very freewheeling conversation, and I've been specifically amazed. I'm very loose with my stories and my gossip, but I've been amazed by how much I've been able to get Anderson to reveal on stage. And I think that's kind of my goal when I go there. I'm just trying to get the audience to know the guy that I know when I go out with him. It winds up being a lot of fun.
We also, you know, like it being very interactive with the audience. So the audience, you know, asks questions as well. And it's very much a conversation kind of between Andy and myself and the audience.
Andy, what are some of the stuff you've got him to reveal?
Well, there's a story behind what happened before Anderson went to Hurricane Katrina, which I won't reveal here because it may not be safe for this forum. But it's something that he's never told before publicly to anyone, and I'm kind of amazed that I got him to do it, and I hope I'm not jinxing it because I want him to tell it again in D.C.
The whole point kind of for us is not only to have fun and for the audience to have fun. We like to sort of see how far each of us will go. We know each other so well. We've been friends for so long that we kind of know where all the bodies are buried. So, you know, we kind of see which version of a story the other will tell, and we sort of try to push the other to go, you know, far beyond their comfort zone.
Now, how far back do you guys go? I mean, I know you've been longtime friends, but how far back did you go, and how did you come up together to the idea to do this?
Well, you know, Andy's 86 now, which is, I mean, he looks amazing for that age. we've known each other for what, like 20-something years?
Yeah, a little over 20 years. We were set up initially on a blind date that never took. But we wound up...
It never actually even happened. The blind date did not happen.
How did it fall through?
Yes.
Well, we had a phone call. That was how we were set up. And so we had a sort of an introductory phone call. And I realized within about 2 minutes of the phone call that there's no way I was going to go on a date with this guy.
He just
seemed to... I imagine him gesticulating a lot with his hands while he was talking to me. I don't know. It just was a turnoff.
Then that would have ruined the date.
In the words of NeNe Leakes, so nasty and so rude.
And now he's got to watch you on stage still talking with your hands during AC Squared, and it's
exactly.
Got to really get under his skin.
Well, we definitely were better as friends than anything else that would have might have happened. So
that's true.
But how'd the idea to do the show come up?
You know,
Anderson interviewed me for my last book, and it was so fun, and we got such great response that we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we went and did this on the road? Anderson and I have both, you know, we've traveled a lot, we've both done bookstores, and we're trying to go to cities that we want to go back to and that we want to, you know, visit more. And for me, it's an opportunity to, you know, spend a weekend with my buddy and meet people in D.C. or wherever and check out the town.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really it just turned out to be incredibly fun. I mean, the audiences, we've had, you know, great sold-out shows in Chicago and great shows in Boston and Miami and Atlanta, and people just seem really into it and seem to be having a great time. There's a lot of drinking goes on, a lot of women make it kind of like a friend's night out with their girlfriends. You know, they go out for dinner beforehand, they you know, have some Pinot Grigio, and by the time the show actually starts, you know, they're ready to laugh and have a great time, and so that's really what we want the night to be for everybody, including for ourselves.
Oh, they're all loosened up by that point.
Everybody is very, very loose. Yes. Andy has in his rider that, which I didn't even know we could have a rider, but he has tequila backstage, so he takes shots before we go out.
And then he takes shots at you when you go out.
That is true. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
That's awesome.
Exactly right.
Well, without giving specifics, you know, giving away specifics of the show, but, you know, give us a little teaser of maybe some smattering of some of the topics you guys talk about when you're up there.
Well, I'm really interested to get into the election with Anderson. So much has happened since the last time we were on stage, and we're going to be in D.C., and I want to find out what Anderson – it'll be just after the debate. So
yeah.
I am going to be looking to Anderson for some fresh gossip about what was really going on at that debate.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually moderating the Democratic debate on Tuesday the 13th. So
yeah.
the show's on the 17th in Washington. So, yeah. But, you know, I know basically all of Andy's stories, and I know which ones are particularly funny. And we also like to surprise each other with videos that we put together, sort of compilations. You know, I like to sort of look at all those housewives reunions that he's done and pick out the best moments and kind of get the behind the scenes story of what's really going on with the housewives. And also some of the big celebrities he's had on his nighttime show on Watch What Happens Live. And also, I mean, Andy spends more time with celebrities than anybody I've ever met. He goes out every single night of the week before his show. And so he always has these amazing kind of stories about, you know, running into some big celebrity the night before and some weird shenanigans that happened.
Right. So you'll be hosting the debate the same week as that, and then you turn around and grill him about some housewife stuff. I mean, that's kind of the culture we live in nowadays. How do you sort of juggle the crossover between the news and the entertainment to be able to switch hats?
You know, I take the news very seriously. I don't take myself, as seriously. And I think, you know, people know that you can be interested in politics and you can be interested in history or world events or global affairs, and at the same time, you know, like to watch movies or like to read books or have other, you know, other interests. So, you know, my dirty secret has always been, you know, bad reality television or even good reality television. And I was an early Housewives fan. I was an early, NeNe fan from way back. So, I think people know, you know, that we're all multidimensional people. And as long as what you're doing is totally honest, and you're not making stuff up and you're just being yourself, I think that's how you balance it.
Definitely. And Anderson, when you let's say put on the journalism hat for a second, when you do an interview, we've had a couple of different people on here. I was interested in your personal approach. I mean, when we talked to Larry King for God about an hour, he said he'd never really prepared a question in his life. We talked to Dick Cavett and he said that his sort of approach was when he first started, he used to prepare a list of questions and he'd have Elizabeth Taylor be on saying, "You'll never believe what was in this trunk," and then he'd go, "Oh, so what are your hobbies?" You know, and so his idea was you got to listen to the person and then just go off of that. So, I mean, do you have a personal approach in terms of preparation versus, you know, living in the moment of the interview?
I mean, I actually am sort of somewhere down the middle. I mean, I know Larry's thing was never to do research and stuff. I mean, I actually think you do need to do a ton of research. I like to know everything somebody has, you know, said, you know, for the presidential debates. You know, I want to read every interview every candidate has given for the past 6 months and know what their talking points are so I can predict what road they're going to go down so I can sort of try to get them off those talking points. At the same time, I think the idea of going in with a list of questions that there's nothing worse than, I mean, having been interviewed by people, there's nothing worse than someone, you're talking to someone, and you can tell they're not listening. All they're thinking about is their next question that they've already memorized in their head so they can ask you. So you definitely want to be in the moment. I think it's important to be armed with knowledge, have all the facts, have all the figures, have a game plan. But you got to be in the moment. And the most important thing in any interview is to listen.
Yeah, Anderson just mentioned having a game plan. So, Andy, what is your game plan in terms of when you sit down post-debate? What topics are you most interested in finding about post-debate?
Well, I like to know what happened behind the scenes. I like to know what happened backstage. I like to know about ground rules. I like to know who left mad. I like to know who left happy. I like to know what he didn't ask. I like to know what he was thinking. So it's really...
Andy views... You know, Andy, by the way, you sound like you're now in a cave. But
I'm sorry.
I'm a little worried you may be in the bathroom at this very moment. But
no, I'm... But I'm not. I'm...
But what's interesting about Andy is that, I mean, every place he goes, Andy likes to stir up trouble. So whether it's his Christmas party, or a Housewives reunion show, he likes to stir it up. So he likes to, even when we're on tour, like when we're in D.C., Andy usually likes to go a day in advance. He wants to check out the hotel. He wants to check out the bar at the hotel. He wants to check out what bars are fun in Washington. And he wants to suss out a whole cast of characters, and so that by the time we get, I'll arrive, he will know kind of everybody who works at the hotel. He'll know their backstory.
I like to show Anderson a good time. Sue me.
But so that's what Andy likes. He likes to know the backstory of the presidential debates. What was Hillary Clinton? Who was she staring at? What was Bernie Sanders saying behind the scenes? Who was coming up during commercial breaks to complain they weren't getting enough time? He wants to know the backstory.
Who was the hot guy sitting behind Anderson?
Awesome. I feel like we've had, several Republican debates, and this is the first time we're getting to see the Democrats. And I know there's a lot of calls for, from some of the non-Clinton candidates asking for more debates. I mean, do you think that there should be more?
I think it's not my call. I'm always for more rather than less. I think, in terms of informing the electorate, I think the more information that's out there, the better. So I'm certainly somebody who, I'm interested in politics, so I like seeing as many of these things as possible. So, but I can understand why it's within the interest of some candidates to not have more. Obviously, those who are, in the lead often don't want more. I think it'll be interesting to see if and when Biden enters the race, how that affects things and whether they, how that's going to change the race. So I think there's still a lot to be seen on the Democratic side.
If any of these candidates came to AC Squared, what might be their reaction? Like, what would Trump say watching your show?
Wow.
we're having fun with this now.
You'd say, these guys are total losers.
Right. Look at this theater. It's only 3,000 seats. You guys are losers.
Awesome. What about, let's say, what if Hillary came to your show? What might she say?
Man, I don't know. I don't think any of these candidates are going to waste any time on the campaign trail, taking the night off and coming to see us. So I think we're fine. Plus, I'm not sure Trump doesn't drink, and I'm not sure they want to hang out and have drinks with us and the rest of the audience.
Absolutely. Well, if any of our listeners come, not the candidates, but if any of our listeners come, let's say they're still on the fence about whether to get a ticket. What's the final pitch on getting them to come out to Warner Theater?
The final pitch is come hang out with us and have a great time and laugh and forget your troubles and hang out with your friends. That's it.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time, guys. I know you're busy bouncing around the country doing this show, so we appreciate you taking the time and looking forward to see you at Warner Theater.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.